They're doing good.
Yes, they are.
All right. So give me a sense of how the fishing dynamic works. Obviously, this afternoon we saw you with the pole and you with the comfy lawn chair. How do you guys work that out?
Well, you summed it up perfect right there. For the last couple days, that's what the dynamic has been with the sunlight and the high sky. And no, it's been tough. So I got a lot of color. Caught a few fish here and there.
He has patience.
She dabbles in and out, yeah.
I'll fish, and after a while, I'm like, okay, too many snacks. Lost too many, you know, jigs. I'm going to just sit here.
Yeah.
And after a long winter, you know, this is lovely weather.
If we were fishing with lures, it would be real expensive. It's just jigs. Jigging a minnow, yeah, mm-hmm. Or jigging a crawler, whatever.
So we hear a lot about, you know, the wives who lose husbands to fishing. What's your advice for the women who complain, my husband's always gone?
Oh, I mean, well, I just enjoy being outside. I mean, if I could just sit there and just watch them.
Yeah.
If you don't like to fish, bring a book. You know, there's so many things you could do. But just to be outside, and especially after a long winter. I mean, this is amazing, this weather. And, you know. He can fish, and I'll just enjoy the outside. I grew up fishing, though.
Uses minnows, worms. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I do my own bait. Yeah. I take them on and off, unless they swallow it. But, you know, when you're raised from a little kid, you know, fishing, it doesn't bother you, the worms. And I'm even up to leeches.
That's good. So anyway, real quick, I'll tell you that we've both been coming up since the mid-60s around there. I would come up to Woodruff to go to Brandy Lake with my family, and it's on our annual vacation. And Natalie was down in Lake Tomahawk area.
Relatives had the Bideaway Resort, so
yeah,
a lot of fun, a lot of memories.
So, if you would compare the fishing from your youth or over the years to where it is now, especially with walleye, because that is one of the concerns up here, right?
Right. Yeah. Well. I had a real nice night two nights ago, and it's a rarity. It was, a rarity, but it was fun. So I think it was six all day, but three would have been keepers. You know, they were legal. So
I know it's a concern because it was overfished everywhere. Everyone was taking them, and you know, they put limits on. Hopefully, people abide by that, so the lakes are, you know, gonna be plentiful, because it is. I mean, you hear even about panfish on different lakes that used to be unlimited. Now they're trying to, everything's being overfished.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so popular up here, a lot of congestion. It's on the lakes too.
We were just talking to two locals that live up here yesterday. We've run into them several times here, and they're not happy with the congestion up here. Yeah, it's we only deal with it, a week or so at a time. When you're living it, I guess.
Mm.
Anyway.
So another interesting thing is, obviously, you guys are traveling from a long way, and a lot of people are coming up with $70,000 boats and the whole fancy reel, and you're catching fish.
Right
from the shore. I mean,
yeah.
Do you look out there and think this laugh, or, you know, I'm sure there's people think, oh, you get stuck on shore.
Well, it's hit or miss, and it's good and bad. I do have a friend up here that has a place in Woodruff, and on occasion we'll drag that boat around and hit different lakes. But as far as Natalie and I, it's this dam here. It's accessible. I sound like an old man. I've had both of my knees replaced, and it's easy. It's not great, but
we have boats.
It's accessible.
Too.
Yeah.
Like I said, my siblings, my parents, everyone has houses up here. Relatives live here. They're just not up here yet. But it's you know,
pontoon.
Well, the pontoon, Little Spider Lake, or my siblings are on Hasbrook in Lake Tomahawk. So we have an outboard, but, you know, just take out the fishing boat.
Mm-hmm.
But this is nice. I mean, this is nice. You can walk around. You know, when you're on a boat, you're kind of stuck. But
We're going to go get something to eat now.
So just one last thing. I want you to describe, like, what's the excitement for you when you catch a walleye?
Oh my God.
Well, I guess this harkens back to what you just asked me. It's a pretty rare occurrence, but the other night was an exception where, like I said, it was five or six walleyes. But it's pretty cool. I like
He's tickled pink.
Yeah.
He is so excited when it's a walleye. He gets the big other fish and a lot of bass and, monster crappies or crappies, but also
always
when
going
he gets
for walleye per se, but an occasional muskie, nice northern every once in a while. Yeah.
But the walleyes make you the happiest.
Walleyes are good.
Does he smile bigger when it's a walleye?
Oh gosh. Like I said, he goes, get the net.
I know. I got to be more patient.
Oh.
All right. But it is exciting.
Thank you. Can I get you to say and spell your name just so I have it correct?
Sure. Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, Jurek, J-U-R-E-K.
And Richard Bake, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, B-A-K-E.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can
you,
I